Good evening, this is How Much is the Doggy? And this is a response to the thread I started, Gunning for Your Heart and Your Freedom. Well, I'd like to thank the people that have responded so far. And I apologize if what the theme of this podcast was not so clear at the start. It's not so much, I didn't want it really to devolve into a gun control debate. It's not a gun control debate. It just happens to be what the spin is this time around, and the issue was gun control. Now, I agree with Relentless in what you're talking about, that the police should at least be as well armed or better armed than some of the criminals. And in the situation in the US, I would agree more, because in the Constitution in the US, you have the situation where people have the right to bear arms and can carry arms around the place. And it's different in Europe. It's different in England and Ireland, where I'm from, in that, you know, you can get gun permits to go hunting, and there's very, very strong restrictions on that. But you can't walk around with a gun, basically. If you're walking around with a gun, you're a criminal. And they already have sections of the police in England and in Ireland who are there to respond to gun crimes of that magnitude, but they don't happen so often that there's no need to really arm the whole police. I mean, they've been doing it for how many, you know, over 100 years plus, where they haven't had the need to arm the police. And you could see, like, the number of deaths. How many police officers are killed in America every year? I don't know. Somebody could fill me in on that, but I guarantee you it's a lot more. And I'd say the amount of people who are killed by police officers is infinitely more than Ireland or England, because you give them the tools, there are people who are going to use those tools, and sometimes they might go to the gun a little bit too quickly than they should. But the general purpose of my thread from the start was that it was a slant to sort of bring out the way the media slants something to get you to react. It's always talked about this problem reaction solution theory, where they, as Thomas Crown would tell you, have an agenda and they want you to move in a certain direction like a herd of animals. And the way they do that basically is they create a problem, and then people react to the problem and they offer the solution, which is the step in the direction that they want to go. And quite often people aren't as brainwashed as they'd like them to be. They don't react in the way that they should react, and that's where the media steps in to get them to, you know, to massage them more towards where they want them to go. And this case here with the police officer that was killed is a classic case of that. And especially when they're putting up polls and they're asking you a loaded question like that, there's only one reason for that. And if anyone can't see that now, then you've got to open your eyes. I mean, Thomas Crown, obviously another man with the blinkers off, who is able to look around and realize what's going on. And I encourage you to look at the news in a different light. Just look at it. Don't read it, and don't go by your emotional reaction. Just look at the hard, cold facts first, and then try and draw your own conclusion after that. I'm getting more and more that I think I'll actually do a regular spot on ATS talking about and giving different examples of that. That'll come in the next couple of weeks. I'm working on it at the minute. And trying to think, is there anything else now? Thank you for your replies so far, and I hope we can hear a little bit more in the future. Good night.